Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Highland, and with me as always is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Thanks for checking out our trademark one-take podcast.
Yeah, we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer.
Many of the places we cover on the Austinaut, we discover through invites on our website. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about three really cool places we were invited to that we've written about and one that's coming up that sounds literally cool.
I don't know if I'm ready for that one, Britt. I mean, what the heck? We're adventurous types. I can get my freeze on.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the coolest invite we've ever received last. But since we haven't been there yet, let's start off with some of the places we have been to that have been great discoveries.
Sounds good, Brittany. We're constantly getting invited to things at the Austinaut, and though we can't make all of them, the ones that we have been able to make have really opened my eyes to the city of Austin.
It's so fun to watch you discover this city, Eric.
I'm having a great time. It's really been amazing. One of the first places we were invited to as the Austinaut was American Bingo. Do you remember that?
How could I forget? When we were invited to play bingo, we just couldn't resist.
When we went, we expected to play bingo. What we didn't expect was to be serenaded by the host, watch them give away an iPad, a $1,000 gas card, and a bunch of other stuff.
There were balloons, confetti, snacks, and generally everyone was having a blast. And Kimball, also known as the Bingo Gringo,
Bingo Gringo,
has a great voice. He opened up the evening with some unexpected karaoke. That was too fun.
It really was. What I don't get, though, is how some of those folks that go play so many cards, like the manual cards,
yeah,
they have them all out on the table.
Yeah, some of the people there are incredibly fast. Another thing that I didn't really expect, but was really happy to learn about, are the charities that they support at American Bingo.
True that. What's not to love about having a good time, a chance at winning cool prizes and cash, and supporting charities all at the same time?
It's a win-win, I'd say. One of the charities they support is the Scottish Rite Dyslexia Center, who are dedicated to children in Texas. They've trained over 600 teachers who have affected the lives of thousands of children with dyslexia.
That's really cool. And they also support the Home Builders Association of Central Austin, who are dedicated to residential construction and remodeling right here in Central Texas. And this group strives to protect every family's right to home ownership.
They also support Dance Umbrella, which works to encourage innovative and meaningful communication between artists and the community of Austin.
And they support the Athlete Services Network, which is a charity focused on delinquency prevention right here in Austin.
See, Eric, this is what I mean by it being so much fun to watch you discover Austin.
Well, I mean, who would have thought I'd learn this much at a bingo hall? You know, I mean, this is pretty cool stuff in my opinion. Oh, and they support the Elks and the Sheriff's Memorial and Benevolent Society of this county, Travis County.
Yeah, this playing bingo at American Bingo is a great way to spend an evening. You'll have a great time and you'll be supporting worthy causes. If you've never been, we really recommend it.
Well, we'll have all the links on the Austinaut for location and stuff like that, so check it out if you're interested. So, what's another place we've been invited to, Britt?
How about the Corona Cafe? I know we just posted about them, but it was such a good find. We wanted to make sure our podcast listeners heard about it, too.
Listen, chances are most of our listeners have never been to Corona Cafe. I mean, that's the fact. Because it's so small.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to find. But let me tell you, you absolutely need to go. This place is a gem.
It really is. Austin White contacted us via our invite form and asked us to come out. He was a little mysterious when he said that their story was better seen and experienced than via a phone interview or email. So we went on out.
So get this. There's this family, Greg, Jen, and their three kids, Austin, Kesley, and Sunny, ages 19, 17, and 16.
When the kids were little, the Whites sold pretty much everything they had, bought an RV, and took off for the adventure of a lifetime. They lived together for 7 years in 37 feet of space.
Yeah, like all five of them.
Yeah.
Right. And this was a choice. Greg and Jen were both successful in their careers, but they had wanderlust, and they wanted to educate their children in a unique way.
So they did, and they traveled all over and blogged about it on their most epic blog, thebarenakedfamily.com.
And as far as I know, there's no nudity there, so it's just what they decided to call themselves because they bared themselves. And after their adventure, they decided to settle down for a bit here in Austin. They found an ad on Craigslist, and with help from some friends, they bought Corona Cafe.
What the Whites did next is really interesting. They gave their children full ownership of the place. That's right, a 19-year-old, 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old are running the Corona Cafe.
And in Greg's own words, and I quote, "It's their place. They run the shop day to day, do all the work, shopping, marketing, sales, and they're doing an incredible job."
And I agree with that. It's a really special place, and you are likely to get greeted with a hug when you walk in the door.
Yeah, watch out for Kesley. And when you walk in, it's not your typical coffee joint. It's kind of like walking into a friend's kitchen. At least that's the first impression that I got when I walked in. There were random people just like walking up and opening up their fridge.
Yeah, Corona Cafe is really a lot of fun. They have pictures on their walls from their 7-year RV journey and plenty of stories to tell.
And it's one of those awesome places, like I said, that you'll probably never find unless you're looking for it. But take it from me, you should go and check this place out.
You'll pretty much become family. We'll have all of the links on the Austinaut for hours and location, so make sure you check it out. So what's next, Eric?
Well, we still need to talk about another really cool thing to do here in Austin and the place that we haven't been to that just invited us that I'm a little freaked out about. But let's take a quick break and tell our listeners how they can help us out.
Sounds good.
All right, cue the sponsor music.
Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are currently looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really big one. We've had well over 100,000 page views since March of this year alone.
And every single day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would absolutely love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Motorphilia, Weird Coupons, and American Bingo.
Bingo. And thank you to all our current sponsors. We really mean that, and we couldn't do this without you.
All right, Eric, back to the show.
All right, it's been a lot of fun checking out all the places we've been invited to here in Austin, and the next place is one that I got to go to, but Britt, you kind of missed out on it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, and I'm bummed that I missed it.
So here's the deal. If you live in Austin, at some point, you're going to go out for dinner, right? And drinks. I mean, what if you could go out, have a great meal, and give back at the same time to local charities without paying anything additional? This is exactly what's happening at the next spot on our list.
Eric is talking about the Trio Restaurant at the Four Seasons Hotel here in Austin. All summer long, they're giving back to local Austin charities.
Yep, the Trio partnered with I Live Here, I Give Here to give 10% of the entire bill during the summer to local charities, and this includes alcohol purchases.
I Live Here, I Give Here is a pretty cool group that connects the community of Austin with causes that the people really care about. They're actively involved with over 300 local nonprofits. It's super easy to find a cause that you're passionate about through them.
The Four Seasons Trio Restaurant has a magnificent menu and a huge wine selection, and Chef Grant McDonald has put together some really great dishes for the summer.
What did you have again?
Ooh, I went with a Gulf Ceviche, Richardson Farm Pork Chop, and Texas Peach Crumble with Lemon Yogurt Sorbet for dessert. It was fantastic.
And all of that was only $36, right?
Well, yeah, they comped my meal, but it came off of their 3 for $36 menu where you get a starter, an entree, and a dessert for only $36. Now, I think they changed the menu out for the latter half of the summer right now, but I'm sure whatever Chef McDonald has whipped up is nothing short of amazing.
But you don't have to buy something off the 3 for $36 menu to give back to the charity.
No, not at all. You do have to tell your server, I live here, I give here. It's kind of like the secret phrase that gets the local charities paid.
Okay, so just say the phrase and the charities get paid.
Got it. All right, that's it. So like I said, since you're going to go out anyway, you're going to have dinner and drinks here in Austin anyway, stop by the Trio at the Four Seasons. Give back to the community in the process. Very cool stuff.
I'm really sorry I missed that one, but the invites keep coming and we really appreciate it. The last place on our list is great, and I'll never forget your face, Eric, when I told you who invited us out.
Honestly, Brittany, it still freaks me out.
Just recently, we received a very cool invite. Literally.
That's one way to put it. Surely the coldest invite we'll ever get in Austin.
We're talking about the Cryotherapy Studio of Austin. This place provides whole body cryotherapy, which is the exposure of a person's skin to temperatures of minus 274 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's insane.
Yeah, for a period of around 3 minutes.
And now you know why it freaks me out.
At those extreme temperatures, the body activates several protective mechanisms that they say provide cosmetic and long-term medical benefits.
Some people swear by this stuff. And, you know, I mean, come on. What's not to like about a procedure that burns between 500 to 800 calories in the hours following the treatment from just a 3-minute process, right? I mean, other than becoming a human popsicle.
Well, we'll see. This is is where the invites get a little interesting, so we'll be blogging about it soon. If you want to learn more about Cryo Studios of Austin, you can check them out using Google or just wait for our post.
All right, Brent. The podcast has really been a lot of fun today, and we've got more great stuff on the Austinaut for folks to check out right now.
Yes, we do. Our newest Austinaut team member, Matthew Stewart, has started a series on $50 date ideas in Austin, and you, Eric, have started your hunt for the best burger in Austin. So far, you've reviewed Mighty Fine Burgers and Casino El Camino. So what's next?
Not sure, but I have a few on my list. It may be Top Notch, it may be Hop Dottie's, or Dan's, or your mom's.
My mom's?
No, your mom's. That's the name of the place.
Oh, okay. I get it. So keep checking us out and get to know us, and you'll always find something fun on the Austinaut. We love interacting with our fellow Austinites. So check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theAustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut.
Tweet us. Hey, so that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Doot, 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 doot.